Adriana Garcia opened her natural cosmetic shop 4 months ago in Caracas, betting on Venezuela's moderate economic recovery. And despite many hurdles, she says things have gone well so far.
It's an economy in revision that's just starting to grow again. There is a feeling of normality for commerce, and many shopping centers have started operating again.
The government's decision to relax price controls and allow trading in U.S. dollars has given some businesses and President Nicolas Maduro a second wind in a country where real gross domestic product has shrunk by almost 80% in a decade. Dollars are everywhere these days. Prices in stores, restaurants, and even food carts are listed in dollars. This has partly stabilized prices and brought a veneer of better economic times. Together with more favorable international geopolitics, this has allowed Maduro to venture outside the country, shaking hands with leaders who were trying to house them until a few months ago and confounding opponents. Juan Guaidó demanded the United States and other democracies recognize as legitimate president after calling Maduro's 2018 re-election a sham, spends most of his days in a Spartan office. Photos on the wall show him at the height of his efforts to topple Maduro, and although opposition parties are now seeking to end his mandate, he remains undeterred.
We need to bring this to a presidential election, and we need to strengthen the opposition to facilitate talks in Mexico. But let me be clear, it's not because the opposition is divided that Maduro keeps the power. He keeps usurping power because this is a dictatorship.
Maduro's regime has agreed, in theory, to resume negotiations with the opposition in Mexico and arrange free and fair presidential elections in 2024 in exchange for eased U.S. sanctions on the oil sector.
Maduro is hoping the economy will continue improving enough to give him a chance to win the next presidential elections outright, especially if the opposition remains as divided as it is right now.
But economists say the improvements have done little for the majority of Venezuelans.
Maduro is trying to credit himself for the increase in economic activity, but all they've done is stop causing hyperinflation. Still, if things stand, it will create some peace among the middle and upper class. But this doesn't mean better conditions for those who go to public hospital or need public services.
But for now, avoiding hyperinflation might be enough to offer some opportunities to businesses like Adriana's and the government more time to maneuver. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Caracas.